Hello, fellow giants and the wonderful humans who tolerate our magnificent presence. Welcome back to Dane's Delight, the only podcast where a great Dane gives you the lowdown on, well, being a great Dane. I'm your host, Yeti, and if you're listening, you probably have a big, beautiful, slobbery friend just like me. Or maybe you're just dreaming of one. Either way, you're in the right place. Today, we're diving nose first into one of life's great mysteries for you humans. Why do we sniff so much? I mean, seriously, do you ever watch us on a walk and think, Yeti, what is so fascinating about that particular patch of sidewalk for 5 minutes straight? Well, buckle up, buttercups, because I'm about to spill the beans, or rather, sniff out the truth. Okay, so from our perspective, sniffing isn't just sniffing. It's like reading the morning paper, scrolling through social media, and watching a blockbuster movie all at once. Seriously. You see, my human friends, our noses are truly remarkable. They're basically super-powered information-gathering machines. When you're walking along, you might just see a tree. But when I walk past that tree, my nose tells me a whole story. I smell that a smaller, yappy terrier marked its territory there yesterday morning. I can tell a golden retriever with a new haircut passed by an hour ago. Oh, and did a squirrel bury a nut right here? Absolutely. My nose knows. Think of it this way. Your eyes are great for seeing things, right? You see a sign that says no pooping, and you understand it. My nose reads that sign in a thousand different ways. It's not just a no pooping sign. It's a Fifi the poodle was here. She had salmon for breakfast, and she's a little anxious about something sign. Fascinating, right? We also use our noses to explore. The world is just bursting with scents. Every new smell is an adventure. Is it a new restaurant opening down the street? Oh, glorious sausage smell. Is it a puddle that's been there for a week? Ah, yes, a puddle of many stories. We're constantly updating our mental map of the world through scent. It's how we understand who's been where, what they were doing, and what snacks they might have dropped. Always important to know about dropped snacks. And let's not forget communication. We don't have little phones to text our friends. We communicate through scent. When I sniff another dog's, well, their personal data points, I learn all about them. Are they male or female? Are they spayed or neutered? Are they friendly? Did they just eat something delicious? All this vital information, just from a quick sniff. It's our version of a friendly handshake. Or maybe a full background check. Sometimes, we Great Danes, with our sophisticated palates, are just trying to decide if that tiny speck on the ground is actually a dropped crumb from your lunch or just, you know, a piece of dirt. It takes serious investigative work, folks. It's not always about territory. Sometimes, it's about the potential for a rogue treat. A Great Dane's gotta eat. And if it involves thorough sniffing of the pavement, then so be it. I know, you're thinking, Yeti, why arm is about to fall off from you pulling on the leash to sniff that one single lonely blade of grass? And I get it. From your towering height, it probably looks ridiculous. But that blade of grass, it's not lonely. It's a bustling information hub. It's where the neighborhood gossip happens. We're just trying to keep up with the local news. You wouldn't want to miss a headline, would you? Neither do we. So next time you see me with my nose practically glued to the ground, remember, I'm not just dawdling. I'm actively engaged in a complex, multi-sensory experience that defines my entire world. End of prosody. I'm reading the comments section of the internet. If the internet was made of grass and pea mail. It's truly delightful. So there you have it, folks. The profound, pungent, and often hilarious reasons why we Great Danes are such dedicated sniffers. It's how we connect, how we learn, and how we occasionally find a rogue French fry. It's all part of the grand adventure of being a giant dog in a world full of fascinating smells. Thank you for tuning into Dane's Delight. I hope this episode has given you a deeper, perhaps smellier, appreciation for your own wonderful Great Dane sniffing habits. Now, for my human friends out there, I have a challenge for you. Next time you're out on a walk with your magnificent Dane, pay attention. What's the most ridiculous or lengthy thing your dog has ever sniffed? Was it a single leaf? A suspicious crack in the pavement? A phantom smell in the air? I want to hear your stories. Head over to our social media pages. You can find us by searching for Dane's Delight Podcast on your favorite platform and share your funniest sniffing tales using the hashtag Dane's Delight Sniff. I'll be sniffing around to read them all. Don't forget to subscribe to Dane's Delight wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss another tail-wagging episode. And if you enjoyed today's sniff-tacular discussion, please leave us a 5-star review. It helps more great Dane owners find our show. Until next time, keep those giant hearts full, those leashes ready, and those noses busy.